Good morning. No BS. Good morning. I'm Coach Kathy. I am here to talk to you today about how to lose 5 pounds. 5 pounds? Is that what we're losing next month? Hello, everyone. Hello. Let's check. Are we losing 5 pounds? Who wants to lose 5 pounds next month? Yeah. How to lose 5 pounds. All right. So, a dream. Yeah, but it doesn't have to be a dream, Beth. You can do this. You can do this. Anne's ready to lose 5 pounds. Darlene's all in. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to teach just a little bit, a little assessment tool that I use. It's an oldie but a goodie. And some of you who have been No BS members for a very long time will remember it. And then, if you'd like to be coached on how to look at last month to create your 5 pounds lost this month, let's do that, okay? Go ahead and raise your hand while I'm talking about this. All right, Geraldine's got her hand raised. Good. So let me tell you what I do. I use this old tool called Keep Start Stop. Anybody heard of Keep Start Stop? It is a super, super easy way. Easy and effective way to assess. Now, I do love a good assessment. Okay? I wrote this part of the newsletter this week. I love a good assessment. I really, really believe if we are courageous enough to look back, we can learn from what's been happening and figure out where our pivots are. Okay? But we have to do that with our another old way of thinking about things with our scientist lab coat on and not our judge's robe. Anybody remember that? The old scientist and the judge? Think about it. If you're the scientist, you're looking at things like data. You're looking at trends. You're making graphs and charts and habit trackers and, you're looking at all that stuff from that perspective, right? And then you take that data and you create your next experiment. That's what a scientist does. But what does the judge do? It looks back and it says, well, if you had, kept yourself straight or followed your plan or blah, 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 you would have, done something different this month. It's all judgy. It's all critical. It's all living in the past. There is no forward thinking when you're living in self-judgment with that shame shawl engaged. Okay, so we want to do things all the time like a scientist. We want to look at our data, we want to assess, and we want to create what we want to do based on what we know about ourselves. That's where Keep Start Stop comes in. So, Keep Start Stop is easy. One thing you'll keep doing next month, one thing you'll start doing or try to do next month to test, and one thing you look back on last month and decide, nope, that didn't work for me. We're gonna set that one aside. So that's your stop. So for me, I did my keep start stop this morning. My keep is only one. Janet, I'm keeping it simple for you. I keep it to one because my focus, I am laser focused on one thing and I want to do it well. Okay. If I conquer it, I can always add another one. But in order to prevent overwhelm, like let's say, Janet, I said, pick 10 things. 10 things you want to stop doing. Where's that going to lead you? 10 things you want to start doing. Oh my gosh, now I'm overwhelmed and I'm just talking in concept. What? Right, eek, one thing. So my keep, this last month, I really, really looked at how a happy hour drink made me feel. I got my scientist goggles on. My lab coat. I tracked it to sleep. I tracked it to how I felt the next day. I tracked it to how the scale reacted and saw that my body doesn't really like, a big cocktail or a big glass of wine or something like that. Now, I might like it in the moment. I might like the buzz. I might like the disconnect or whatever, but my future self doesn't like it. So I want to keep being very discerning about when, what, if I have a happy hour. Okay, so that's my keep. My start, well, let me go to my stop first because my start is a whole nother story. My stop, what did I say my stop was going to be? Oh, stop staying up past 9 o'clock. Stop. The last few minutes of that TV show don't matter. You have streaming, Kathy. You have a recorder. Finishing up playing that game doesn't matter as much as your sleep does. So I'm going to stop staying up past 9 o'clock. I tend to push it a little bit, 9:10, 9:15. Then I have to go upstairs and brush my teeth and wash my face and all that kind. No, stop staying up past 9 o'clock because I get up early. I get up with the sun. Then my start, you all have probably heard that I'm going through EFT practitioner training, which is tapping, right? MJ's talked about it. I don't know if Corinne's talked about it or not. We got calls next month. I'm becoming a tapping coach so that that option is available if you want to coach with me. Okay, so I'm going to do 2 calls next month. So in order to best facilitate that for you, I need a tapping practice. So I'm going to start silently tapping each morning before I get out of bed. Well, what does that mean? Just work my way through the points. Just tap. Just build a practice. Just build a habit, right? Super easy habit. So that's going to be my start. So think about this. Jean says we used to do this in our planners on the old days of PNP. That's right. That's right. Keep, start, stop. That's to me the easiest way to assess, but you have to do it. You have to do it from a data perspective, from an open to learning perspective, and not from my favorite, I'm a loser. I'll never get this perspective. Okay? Everybody good? All right. Only have one hand. Geraldine, you're it. Let's see what you got. I'm calling you up now. Here she comes.
Hello, here I come.
Here you come.
And all right.
Maybe I can give you a button. Oh, nope, here you come.
There we go. There we go. All right.
Hi.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. You're up on the
Okay.
bluff. Where do you live?
In the mountains.
In the mountains. Oh, I bet it's beautiful
Yeah.
in the mountains right
It
now.
is. It always is.
All
Yes. Oh.
right. Tell me what you got.
So what I got is okay. Let me organize my thoughts so I don't just blather.
Oh no, I like it when people blather. I get good stuff
Oh,
when
I don't get me going.
blather.
Well, so okay, I'll do a little blather because sometimes it helps. So I just went to see my parents for a week in Florida. I brought my 2 kids, and boy, here's my thought about it. I'm taking like I go from having a from being a mom, 2 kids, 10 and 7, to all of a sudden being in the middle, and now I find myself not just taking care of my kids, but also like in between and my parents and like trying to help them and they're 85 plus and slowing down and also like I see the kind of patterns of my parents and I'm like trying to like keep things smooth and I have autoimmune situations and I need to really watch what I eat. But my parents don't hear well, so they asked me what to get before I showed up and like did they get any of it? No. It's like 15 minutes to the grocery store and I like anyways. So I'm just like, "Oh my God, just trying to like keep things on the level." Feels so dramatic. But taking care of my kids, like wanting to help my parents and then just feeling like nobody's taking care of me except me and I'm just all like I'm on my
Whose job
own.
is it to take care of you?
Fine.
Right.
Yes.
First, right? Now, if we have help, we can
Yeah.
always accept help, right?
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's your job first. Okay. Just
It
making sure
is
we're
my
on.
it's it is absolutely my job first, but like boy do I need to be I think my assumption is that it should be a little easier. And I think the reality is I really gotta like up my game to put myself first and just be and just instead of thinking that my parents know which coconut milk I can eat and which ones that like the 50 that I cannot and they just get me whichever coconut milk. To just be like, I'm taking care of this. I'm gonna go on Instacart. I'm gonna figure out Instacart. I'm going to create an account. I don't have one. And like just order a shipment of the only one coconut milk that I can actually have. And all the things. Just like really, I think I need to really up my game around, it sounds so intense. I don't mean it that way, but just kind of level up the proactivity of taking care of myself first, because it is a bit tricky with like so many. I mean, like, I can't eat anything that has ingredients. I can't eat anything that's store-bought. It's got to be all like just plain food.
You
So,
have
anyways.
got some really great thoughts. Go
I know,
on.
I'm sure I do. I'm sure I do. The whole story.
Do
So,
you
there's.
know?
Go
Go ahead.
ahead.
Go ahead. You keep
Okay, so I was
going.
going to say. So, I actually did a really good job. I'm really quite pleased with myself around how I handled myself in the middle of feeling like I was getting pulled in all the directions and like, not quite having my normal self. And I only came back a pound heavier, which is like, that is a huge win for me. Like, normally I do all the stress eating and like not exercising and going out for all the ice cream and justifying why I should totally have ice cream this time. It's the third time today, you know, that kind of thing. So I came back a pound heavier and I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Whereas usually I'd come back like 2 or 3 or 4 pounds heavier and then be like shame spiral. So that's a win. And for the first time last, before I left for Florida, for the first time in my life, I feel like I've got a handle on being like confident that I can predictably lose weight. And I'm 50, and it's been 35 years. So that also feels like a huge win, that I have a solid sense of drink my four things of water, like drink all the water, eat when I'm hungry, stop it enough, and walk 10,000 steps. And that works, and I can do that reliably. So that was really exciting, heartening. And then, so I just got back last night, and I saw this call on my calendar, and I was like, I need to get on this call, and I know I need to, but like, I want to get on this call, and I want to stop effing around with the same 5 pounds,
Okay.
and just, and I could be scientific all day long, except I have historically not been scientific with food. I like throw up all this obfuscation and pretend like I can't understand it.
Okay. And I'm
Okay,
going
I'm
to tell you
done.
why. I'm going to tell you
Yeah.
why. Because it should be easier and it's tricky. Your words.
Yeah. It's really not tricky. Well, there's two things. There's the taking care of myself in the environment of my kids and my parents. That feels like it has especially trickiness, and
Why? The rules don't change.
feel tricky. It feels intense. I feel like I got a lot coming at me.
Okay. So what?
That's so good. So what? Yeah, why not just like stake in the ground and be like, all right, mom, listen.
Or just ground
It
yourself in what you know about you while you're
Yeah.
managing mom and dad and kids.
Yeah, it feels like I feel like a weeble wobble. You know, like, do you remember those? Okay. I just
So
feel
let
like
me
I'm
tell you.
just getting blown around, and I'm just like, I'm trying to find 5 minutes where I can write down a list, like think through what I actually need, and then get in my dad's car, which is like an old junker, and I feel like I'm driving a very unsafe tin can, and tell myself that that's okay, and I can make it to the Publix without getting killed. Like I have all this mental, like I create all these obstacles of why it's so hard for me to drive to the grocery
And
store.
that's the key. It's the obstacles that you create.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm a little older than you, not much, but I'm empty nested. Okay, my kids
Yeah.
had my kids much younger in life. So it's just me and my husband here. So, obviously not as many obstacles unless they're in my head, like yours are in your head,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But last summer, I went on a 10-day trip with my son, his pregnant wife, and his four children. You want to talk about feeling like a weeble, right?
Yeah.
Four adults, four kids, 11 and under. And one of the
Wow.
adults is 6 months pregnant. Okay.
Yeah.
I came back having lost 2 pounds after being in Europe for 10 days because I stayed true to what needed to go in my mouth and how much.
Yeah.
Okay. So I kept those things front of mind while I, you know, we each got assigned a kid every day while I'm keeping up with 8-year-old Mary Grace, who climbs on everything, or 10-year-old Lily, who wanders, or, you know, whatever. I still was able to eat according to what I needed to eat in order to take care of myself and my knees and my well-being. Okay, so it's possible. If
Yeah,
you're
it's totally
not
possible.
living in this place, it should be easier, or because it's tricky. Sometimes it's not as easy as others. But when you go into it like, oh, it should be easier.
Totally.
I feel like a
This is so,
weeble. Do you remember weebles?
This is so tricky to get in my dad's car and drive 10 minutes to the Publix. Like, oh my
And what's so
God.
funny is your protocol, what you can eat, is not tricky at all. It's very defined.
It's
If you
very
can only have,
defined.
it's very defined, right? If you can only have one of 50 brands of coconut milk, guess what? It's super easy to just go pick up that one rather than having to read labels. If
My
you have,
th totally.
yeah, if you have a very, very defined food protocol, to me, that's easier to go shop for. Then, oh my gosh, what am I going to buy? What will keep? What my parents, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because now you're buying for you, which is what initially you tried to do anyway, right? When you gave your mom the list.
I didn't examine. I wasn't like I didn't examine my thoughts. Like I let the obstacles, the hurdles just sit there instead of trying to tip them over and be like, is this true? Because I just spun up a like, oh God, there's like a, they're probably not gonna have it. Publix isn't gonna carry this brand of coconut milk, blah 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 blah. It's not, anyways, all these like all the I'm too tired, my kids are my
So
brain
just for
short
argument's sake.
circuits, and I just let it instead of being like, no, we're going to figure this out. And guess what? If you can't find your coconut milk, guess what you're going to do? Not have coffee in the morning instead of having milk.
Well, there you go. See? That's, I was just about to ask you. Let's just for example's sake, what if they didn't have coconut milk? What would you have done? You would have figured it out, right? You would have just not had coffee. No, girl, I would have had black coffee. Okay. But
I
that's
would not
me.
have had black. No,
All
I would never
right.
stoop. No, I can't handle it. I'm
I would
kidding.
never stoop to no coffee. So there's the difference between you and me. But you see what I'm
I
saying? You
would
didn't give
stoop.
yourself the opportunity to figure it out because you were so focused on the obstacle rather than the solution to the obstacle.
And just blowing into the air, into the balloon of like, it's chaos, even though it's totally not chaos. It was like, my parents are 85, nothing moves fast. It's like, not chaotic at all.
Well, I mean, but do you, your parents are 85, they drive a junker, you've got two kids with you. Of course you're in a new place, so your brain's a little active and everything. But did you end up sticking to what you needed to eat? Did you end up taking care of yourself? You said you only came back a pound up.
I would get, honestly, I would give myself an A minus or an A. Like, I did really well.
Which
Was I
is fantastic,
perfect?
right?
No. It's
Absolutely.
totally fantastic. It's miles better than I used to be.
And we don't have to be perfect, do we? To have success. You've just demonstrated that for us.
It was it was very, very good. It was very good. Coconut milk aside. So what I really wanted to ask you about this will play in, right? Because the mental pattern is the mental pattern. I mean, I do the same mental pattern with why I can't lose 5 pounds and it must be so complicated and I can't figure out. Like, so silly. I could totally think like a scientist. I have an engineering degree. Like, I did plenty of science. That part's not a problem, but I don't apply my ability to think scientifically to my food for some reason that I haven't investigated yet.
Well, okay, so let's do that. Why don't you apply it to your food? Have you just not thought of it? Or is there some other reason?
My brain goes to the same, like, it just creates a massive confusion of like, no, like, why does it do it? Here are my thoughts. What do they say? I'm too busy. That'll never work. I can never figure it out. I'm not disciplined enough. I won't focus. I've tried that a million times. I haven't really tried it a million times. I've tried that a million times. It won't work. I don't know what notebook to put it in. How would I even do it? I've started that project 50 times and I get 3 days in and it just like fades into the background.
No wonder.
There. Yeah.
Right. No
Yeah.
wonder. Listen, I mean, I didn't even write any of those down because they came so hard and fast. But
Yeah.
no wonder you're messing around with the same 5 pounds, right? Because you have a belief that it's not going to work anyway.
Yeah, so I
Or you have,
basically
or
don't
that's the
start until
story
Zen.
you tell yourself that it's
Yeah.
not going to work anyway.
Like I'm scared. There's a fear though underneath it that I can feel. Like I'm
Okay.
scared to test it because like underneath it, I actually think it would work. And there's a fear that it actually might work, which sounds so insane.
Why, so what is that fear around? If you were to question that fear that it might work.
There's something around believing that it could be easy that feels so scary. And I'm like, the expression you get yourself coming and going? Like, it doesn't matter what, you know what I mean? So I almost feel like the hard time that I give myself, the way that I'm currently doing it, is less hard than the shit I would give myself if I actually did it and it were as easy as I imagined that it would be. The hard time that I would give myself is worse than the hard time I'm giving myself now.
The hard time you give yourself because it
Because
turned out
like,
to
what
be
if,
easy and you didn't do it before. Is that what I'm hearing?
yeah, here's
Okay.
what it sounds like. What a fucking moron, Geraldine.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Awesome.
So no wonder.
Great reasons to not try right
I know.
now.
Well, I mean, I can see why I wouldn't try if on the far side of success, that's the whipping that I knew I'd give myself, right? If I had that coming to me, of course I'm not trying.
Okay. How can you be sure that's coming?
I can't be sure that's coming.
Do you think you can direct it? Do you think you can redirect it if it does come?
Yes, I think I'm capable of that. That's a
Is
mind,
there
it's a
any
mind
part,
bender, but I'm capable of it.
part of you that gives you a whipping for not trying?
Oh yeah, for
Oh,
sure.
okay. So you're just that your inner critic is loud and proud regardless of what you do.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
Yes.
so why not do what you know is going to work? If the inner critic is going to come in, we can either live with the inner critic we have now or see if she comes in if we actually try what we think might actually be easy.
I'm going to get inner criticized regardless. I might as well try. But can we go to the plan for, not the plan for, but how you said it? Like, can we be sure that that person's going to show up and say those things? And can we have a plan for, like, maybe she will show up? What do I do when she does show up? And also, like, what can we say to her so that maybe she doesn't show up? And all the things, right? So that me going down that path, trying, feels safer.
So what would you what I mean, let's say she shows up. Let's say you and I are sitting here on May 31st on this call, or you and whatever coach is assigned to the call,
Yeah.
and you come in and you go, I lost 5 pounds this month. I did what was easy. And my inner critic is like, you dumbass, why didn't you do this before? Right? How
Yeah.
would you want to
Yes.
respond to her? What would you say if that were your kid
Yeah.
going, Mom, I'm such a dumbass. Yes, and I know y'all, I've said the word ass. I like the word ass. Such a dumbass. I should have done that.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
You didn't know. Like if
Okay.
my daughter said that to me and I'm attentive to her inner critic as it's starting, I mean, I would be fierce. I would be in fierce defense of her. And I would, oh, I might cry.
Yeah.
I would tell her, I would say, sweetheart, you didn't know. You didn't know better. If you'd known better, you would have done better. Like, you just didn't know.
Is it okay that she didn't know?
Of course, it's okay she didn't know. Life is a learning process. You don't know things until you know them.
Are you proud of her for trying?
Yeah, and I'm most proud of her for like she has a high tolerance for failure. Like she screws up, she just gets right back up and does it again. She's just
All
like,
right.
do it again, right? Talent show, she totally like froze singing Taylor Swift. They rescheduled, like there were a couple kids who flubbed, so they gave the flubbers like another opportunity, and she just got right back up there and she was like, whatever, 22, whatever, Taylor Swift song, and she just like sang that thing again. And I was like, damn. And there are things like that where I just notice her being like, ain't like she screws up and she's like, ain't no thing. She just keeps right on going. And I'm like, ooh. And even I do that really well already in my lots of places. I just don't haven't yet learned how to do that in this situation.
Okay.
I have that skill. I need to deploy it here.
Yeah. So whenever I work with someone who has a skill in one area, we figure out how to apply it in the other area.
Yeah.
What are you willing to tolerate? What are your tolerances? You're an engineer, right? What are your tolerances? And how can you widen the tolerances? What is it going to take? How do you need to talk to yourself? That kind of thing. If you focus on this beautiful example you have in your daughter and her ability to bounce back, be consistent in the midst of failure. I mean, how could you talk to yourself? How do you think she talked to herself? She's like, oh, well, I sure did freeze, but you know what? I'm getting another chance and I'm going to kill it. That's probably what she said, or close to it, right?
Yeah. And now I know more about what it feels like to go up on stage and be in front of all those people. And
Yeah.
now I have a better plan for, like, I know what it's going to feel like. So I can, like, I'm better prepared for it. I know when I feel scared seeing all those people. That's just part of it. I just need to breathe through it. And the music comes on. And here we go.
And to go back to your words, that's how you make it easy and less
Yeah.
tricky, right?
Yeah, yes. This is not tricky.
So no. So is the fear actually believing it's easy, or is the fear failure?
Think the fear was criticism, a future
Criticism.
criticism.
Okay.
And I think for me, as you've been talking, I'm also kind of validating. It helps to validate that, like, of course I was scared all those years. 'Cause, like, I faced some criticism. So the whole, I don't want to say like it's so dramatic sounding. The whole thing feels like a third rail issue. You just don't want to touch it. Like, I just don't want to touch that thing because no matter what happens, it's critical. Like, it's criticism. So I better just, free. I'm kind of in
You know
flight,
why
fight,
that
or
is? You
freeze.
know why
Go
that
ahead.
is? It's because you're relying on your past experience and your past reality.
Yeah.
You're not accounting for
Yes.
your own growth and your own ability to accept your inner critic. That's how you create safety, is you recognize the progress that you've made and not rely on and not, that trigger of the past and your response in the past makes you want to think you're going to respond the same way in the future, when in or today, when in fact you can create your response, work with your response, work with your nervous system, figure out the safety and move forward today based on what you know and the work that you've done.
Okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. I don't want to hog all the time.
You feel like you're ready to lose 5 pounds now? You know what you need to do.
Ooh. God, that feels so scary.
We can, you can put that goal out there. What would be, so let's say we put that goal out there, May 31st, I'm 5 pounds down. All right. What would be
Yep.
a win within that goal? 1 pound, pound and a half, 2 pounds?
I don't track your
Same
question.
thing. So, I look at a goal as that thing on the horizon to tether my line to. Okay, that's the path I'm going to. If I get there in 31 days, beautiful. But if I don't, any progress toward that goal is a win for me.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Maybe I get there sooner. Maybe it's June 30th. maybe that's okay because I'm still making progress toward that goal, right? So if I have a 5 pound goal for May 31st and I go down a pound, I'm like, look at me. It might take a little bit longer than I thought, but I'm on my way, right? I don't see it as a failure that I didn't make the 5 pounds. I see it as, my line is still tethered right there on that goal, right over there. Okay. So 5 pounds might be the goal, but what would be the progress win for you? What would you like to see? Would it be managing your inner critic? Would it be 1 pound? Would it be creating this beautiful dialogue, using your daughter as an example?
It would be two things. Two things stand out. Actually, tracking my food, not super specific, but like not measuring down to the quarter cup, but just here's what I ate today. And I eat pretty simple by necessity, so it's easy to just write down.
Oh, it's easy now.
It's so easy.
You're welcome.
Yes, that's so good. It is easy. It's easy. It's so easy. Because also, I eat the same thing almost every day. It's so easy. And walk 10,000 steps, 5 miles, whatever. Not a big deal. I live on the bike path. Tracking those things, did I do them? And what worked? And making sure I drink my water. And really listening to whatever my voice wants to tell me, and just listening to it without any judgment, just being like, oh, that's really interesting that it wants me to tell me these things.
I'll give you one quick tip on what to do with that. I do this all the time and ask coaches. I answer and ask coaches like this morning. I notice I'm thinking. And insert that critical thought. But the truth is, and finish the sentence.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I love
Super
it.
easy way to answer a critical thought. Okay?
Okay. And you're going to hear from me and ask coaches.
All
Because it's
right.
easy because I have it bookmarked.
Awesome. All right. Do it. I
You.
want to hear from you on May 31st for sure, one way or two.
Okay.
Okay.
Putting it in my calendar.
All right. Have a
Thank
good one.
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Love it. Kenne. I see you come in and I always think, am I pronouncing that name right? You have to tell me.
I mean, you are pronouncing it correctly. Hi.
Awesome. We've talked before, and I think I asked you before too.
Yeah, you're right last time too.
Oh, well, see, every now and then. What is it they say in the South? A blind hog finds an acorn every now and then. I don't
Haven't
know.
heard that before. I like
Yeah.
it though.
I don't know what a blind hog has anything to do with an acorn, but hey, how are you? What can
How
I do for
are
you?
you?
I'm good. I'm good.
So for me, I lost, I won't say only, but I lost 1 pound this month. But I've been, sorry, I'm on break. I've consistently been able to lose like 1.3 to 1.8 every week since I started. But this past month, it's been very slowed down. I find myself, my enough at dinner is like at 73%. I'm always eating when I'm hungry. That's not an issue, but I've noticed that my percentage of stopping at enough for dinner at 73%, and then my lunch is at 68%. And I see it primarily on the weekends, Saturday, Sunday for lunches, and then for dinners, normally Friday and Saturday, and then 3 times this week. But I think it was a very busy week for me. But I do the habit tracker. So I have my habits, but I just find myself either going all in and I'm on it. Like I have my meals prepped, or not prepped, but I have a plan of what I'm eating for the week, or I'm all off, or I'm like, I don't even know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow. And I get on these ruts, and then I end up just kind of savaging for food, which is interesting because I end up eating, ends up being breakfast is kind of like whatever, lunch is whatever, and then dinner I'm overeating. That's what I think that's what's happening, and I'm not really sure how to fix that. That's my
So
predicament.
help, let me make sure I'm understanding correctly. When you have a plan, you're all in.
Yes, I am,
When you
especially when
don't have a
it's,
plan, you're not.
yes, and I'm still like trying to plan my food, but when it's things I don't really want per se, like today's a good day. I had a great breakfast. I was excited. I had a yogurt bowl. I have my lunch shrimp prepped. But then some days for breakfast, I grabbed a protein shake and a banana out the door. And then by dinner, I think I'm getting more hungry and I'm just overcompensating for it.
Yeah, that could be.
I
That could
also
be.
don't like to prep. Like I get on kicks so I don't feel like cooking. And so then I'm just like, oh, well, we'll just, you know, I'm just me and my husband. My husband travels a lot. So when he travels, I really don't want to cook because I'm like, well, I don't want to cook just for me. And so that's kind of.
Why would you want to cook? Let's answer that question. Why would you want to cook just for you?
It's just a lot of effort. And I also don't like leftovers more than like once. So I feel like it's a lot of effort for just having so much food where I'm like, okay, now I'm going to have to throw stuff away.
But if this has you all in, wouldn't it be worth the effort?
Yes, it would be worth the effort.
So I love to plan, Kenny. I love it. Okay. Planning sets me up just like it sets you up. Because if I don't plan, or if I say I'll just have a little something to tide me over, I have a little something all the way through the day. I know this about myself. I've watched myself do it very recently. Okay.
Okay.
So I have to tell myself, Kathy, just have a meal. Just fix a sandwich. You know, there's always peanut butter in the house. I love peanut butter. Always peanut butter and
Right.
candy. Just fix a sandwich. Okay. So if you know this about yourself, if you know that planning is the key to your success for the day, then I figure out how to plan. Okay. If husband's not going to be there, that's fine. What would work for you? Pulling stuff out of the freezer, frozen pizza. Scrambled egg sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, lunch meat. You know, what is it that you will fix for yourself that's easy, that is, you know, part of what you enjoy and what's on your plan?
Okay. So with that, I've kind of resorted to sometimes going out to eat for dinner and getting kids meals.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. If you even look at like my data for dinners, it's like, let's see, like it's weird how some days I'm cooking and some days I'm not, but it's just then the issue with kids meals is sometimes I find myself not wanting all of it, and then I have the issue where I'm like, oh, I have 20% left of it. It's not enough for another meal because it's easier for me to get a full meal and then eat half because I know I can have some more later. But I end up overeating even on kids' meals sometimes. I'm like, ugh, I got a Culver's kids' meal. I only ate half the fries, half the burger.
What? Well, if you eat three quarters, why don't you just throw the rest away?
It's really hard for me to throw it away. I feel
Why?
like I'm wasting it because I can't eat it later.
Okay.
I don't
So
know.
it makes more sense for you to overeat it?
Yeah. I guess that's what I end up doing. Yes.
Okay. Why does it make more sense to overeat it than it does to give it back? I always call it, instead of throwing away, I call it give it back.
Give it back. What do you mean? Like just
Yeah.
give it
Give it
back.
back to the
Okay.
restaurant. You've overserved me. I don't need this much. I mean, that's just how I think about it. When was the
Okay.
last time you went to a re I mean, went to a restaurant, adored, got an adult meal and realized it was way too much? I don't
Yeah.
remember.
I make my husband share my. We like, it's so funny. We never shared meals before I started going in November. And now I'm like, I'm not going to eat this all. And he hates wasting food. So I'm like, either we're going to, especially for traveling. So I'm like, we can't take it. We literally can't take it if we're going about the day. But for some reason, when it's just me and I get a kid's meal, which I do quite often, especially like I have a rotation of ones I have on my
Yeah.
shit hits the fan list, I end up wanting to finish or I find myself sneaking, like, because these stopping at enoughs, I'm not like, eating to like full, I'm eating to like probably like a satisfy. Like I'm not stuffed, but I know I probably could have like those last two or three is what I'm eating past it.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. Like
So
I've been doing it a lot and it's very annoying.
those last two or three, even on a kid's meal, can take you to 75%, right? And then you have 25% of that meal to figure out what to do with, right? Even though you've already overeaten. So if you throw it away, to me, honestly, there's no difference between giving it back, or putting it in my body. It is the only difference is how much weight am I going to gain? The rest of it is it's food my body doesn't need. That's just how I look at that. It's food I don't need. I have been overserved. And when I think about it from that perspective, I don't feel compelled to eat it at all because I don't want to carry it around in my pants. I'd rather give
I
it
like
back to
that,
them
right?
than carry, because that's where I carry my weight, in my pants, hips and thighs. So I think about that. I don't like
Yeah, I think I need to lock it on that a little more because I just find myself, because I lost 1 pound, but I'm like, I had a while, I think I emailed you where I was trying to get past this past decade. So I've passed this past decade of pounds. And I've been staying at the set, like whatever, 7 at like literally just hanging out in this like chunk. And I also think my enough has gone down because I'm at 28 pounds down now. And I can tell I'm like, I think I'm eating less. Like when I see like my kids' meals, I always used to be able to eat like 80% of it. Now I'm at like 70%. I'm like, I don't get those last couple, and I'm getting annoyed at that.
Yeah, of course you are, because
Yes.
you're used to having them. But I love the fact that you've noticed that your enough does decrease because you're not carrying as much weight. Your body doesn't need as much energy to sustain you, right? It doesn't, your muscles don't have to work as hard. Your heart doesn't have to work as hard. All those things, it doesn't need as much energy. Therefore, your body is so wise, it says, I think we've had enough, Kenne. We don't need any more. And then when we add those two or three bites over time, let's say you do that. I love a good math problem. Do you like math?
No, I like that type of like I literally was multiplying how many, like I'm like, okay, I stopped at enough, 3, 4, 5, 6. I didn't at 7 times. I said that was 3 more bites. That was 21 bites I ate over, plus dipped lunch, it like I realized I had 58, I think,
58.
after bites. Wait,
So
one, two, three,
yeah,
seven at dinner, then.
if we assume that a meal is 15 to 20 bites, which is probably generous.
I never counted that before, actually, but
That's like 3 to 4 meals in that week that you overate, total meals, by saying, I don't want to throw this away.
well, that's a lot of extra meals.
Packed in your pants, girl.
I gotta get past that.
You're
That
doing
and
you're doing amazing work. You are like, to me, you are like the poster child for someone who comes in and digs in and does the work.
I'm trying. I just am just
28 pounds down is great because when did you start? January?
no, November. I did the lose
November?
10.
Lose.
I was already 10 when I started, though, so 18 through the program.
That's
But
amazing. Amazing. And
this
you're
month has
already,
been a stop.
but well, a stall doesn't mean a problem. It means it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to assess and figure out what to do going forward.
Right, that's true.
Right? So
Opportunity to
maybe if
learn.
we think about this keep, start, stop for you, maybe the start is start eating to enough and throwing away the rest of the kids' meal.
Maybe I could do a
Start.
throwaway challenge.
Yeah.
I used to take pictures of my bites. I didn't do the bag thing, but I literally took a picture for every time I left food. And my husband makes fun of me. I'm like, you're not those last 2 bites, because I grew up a clean plate club family. That's what I grew up, and
We
that's how
all
I
do.
became. And even just, I've learned so much. I just need to just lock in a little more. Like even I was at a bakery last week. I said I planned for one treat, and they were all so pretty. I was like, okay, I get one. I really wanted three, but I need to just, I'll start throwing stuff away. Just throw it away. It's just dinners. I've stopped snacking. I don't
But
BLTs anymore.
you mentioned weekends. What's is that a place we need to think about for a minute? What
Yeah, I
is
think
it
that would
about?
be because I find myself on like weekends. I'm like, okay, I'm eating more satiety, like I'm not cooking. It's more I'm going out to eat. Basically, we go out most the whole weekend, we're doing something. I don't like how I don't get snacks. So I notice I only eat snacks on the weekends
I
because
don't like how I don't get snacks.
during the weekdays, because I'm not hungry for them. So I don't get them in the weekend. So
What's so good
literally,
about a snack?
I love popcorn.
Okay, so plan it for dinner.
I did that. And then I end up wanting dinner. It's like I want a meal. So that's really hard for me to like.
So then you know. That I mean, I love popcorn. I have a client, I have a private client who will plan movie theater popcorn for her meal when she goes to the movies.
I ate
She'll make
nothing
sure she
else.
goes. And she eats it
Gosh.
until she's had enough. And she loves it. It's like her thing. Every time she goes to the movies, she plans the movie theater popcorn with all the butter for her meal. And
And
she'll
nothing to supplement it, like a protein shake or anything.
nope. She's decided that that's what she wants to do.
That is.
You got a little diet mentality going on in there if you think you need to supplement with protein.
Okay. I
When
think
you
I
had
would
that
find myself.
bakery item, was that breakfast?
No, that was a snack. It
It was a
was like
snack.
I went to a party that had a, was at a bakery, and then I had that bakery item, and then I had dinner with it.
So, okay.
So it's
Interesting.
like I'm adding in like literally popcorn. Would I have popcorn that day? Popcorn that day. I didn't put, I normally will, I have like the habit app, so I didn't put every time.
So what if, with Geraldine, that sentence that I left her with, I notice I'm thinking I need to supplement my popcorn with protein. But the truth is,
I can eat popcorn and that could be dinner. I don't have to have something else with it.
I can eat popcorn to enough and call it dinner.
I hear you. I think
If
I
that's
always
what
feel like
you
if I go to work all day, I'm getting off work, I'm like, okay, what am I gonna have for dinner? So it's like, okay, on a Friday night, I'm like, okay, we want like wings and pizza. That's at like 6. I stay up later on Fridays because I don't work the next day, obviously. And then at like 11 o'clock, I'm wanting popcorn. That's what ends up happening. It's like that's I'm staying up later. I normally go to bed at like 9:30. I'm big on my sleep, but that evening, it's like the 4 hours have passed. And I'm either sometimes hungry for it, sometimes not, and then I overeat it. That's what's not trying to argue with you, but that's what my brain is. Like I could say what I want here, but tomorrow I'm be like, okay, it's Friday. I get popcorn.
So that's just something to notice about your brain. And that's also something to notice that could be keeping you stalled. So now it
Okay.
becomes a decision between popcorn and a stall.
I'm
What
getting
if that's
popcorn.
the big reason?
It's so light. It is air popped popcorn with sea salt.
But it's
Like
all
I,
the body needs, Kanae.
yeah, it is.
If you're not hungry, it's more than your body needs.
Okay.
Or if you feel like you have to supplement, then you're adding calories to, you're adding food calories, whatever you want to call it, to what you've already eaten to enough.
Okay. I do have a strong diet mentality that I'm still working on. Like, I feel like I'm eating less foods that I like than I normally did in the beginning. Like, when I really look back at what I was doing. So maybe I could work on that too.
That might be something for your keep, start, stop. Right?
Keep
Plan more.
start stuff.
Start planning more foods that I like. Stop eating past enough when I have my kids' meals. Keep
Keep
up my
start stop.
tracking because it tells me so much stuff.
It does. And throw away. Keep, start, stop, throw away. Maybe I can do popcorn for dinner on Tuesday. I go to movies every Tuesday. Maybe I could try it on a Tuesday.
Popcorn for dinner might be a good idea when that husband's out of town.
Yeah, because I don't think he doesn't care. Or he wouldn't know. He wouldn't, right?
He wouldn't care. I bet you he wouldn't care anyway. If he does, what goes in your mouth is your
He doesn't
decision.
really care what I do. He's like, he knows I don't eat all my food anymore. So now
Well,
he's it's so funny. He listens to Curran on Sundays. So he's like, what is she yelling about today?
if your husband is like mine, he just wants me to be happy. So I'm not fussing at him.
Like he sees it's working. So he's like, whatever.
Right. That's right.
Okay. So I need to do. I think throwing away kids' meals will make a really big difference because it's really weird for me not being able to have my meals. And I think being able to throw that away might make a really big difference because I'm shoving it. I am eating more, probably more than 3 or 4 bites because it's like, I normally end up finishing it for the most part. So.
Do you like that thought? They've overserved me.
Yeah. They've overserved me because I've been overserved my whole life.
And
My
I'm gonna
family. Big whopping portions. I tell my husband to serve half of what he's going to put on his plate.
Perfect.
Okay. They
You good?
overserve me. Yes, I will try to do that. I notice. I will try to do a popcorn for dinner, especially on Tuesdays. It's
Just
$5
watch your
Tuesdays in the movie theater.
thoughts.
Huh?
Watch your thoughts. Watch what you think about it and plan ahead how you're going to respond. Okay. Because your brain is going to go, oh, we should have, wait, you know what? We should have big, you know, we should have a hamburger with this or something. We need some
Yes,
protein,
literally, that's
right?
what I had last. We saw that whatever Hail Mary movie. Very good if anyone wants to see it. And literally, I had hamburger, fries, and then a crap ton of popcorn.
Yeah. And so then you tell yourself, okay, I've decided popcorn is all tonight. I'll have protein tomorrow. I get my protein in. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank
Okay.
you. I
You're
appreciate you.
welcome. You're welcome. Let me know how you do.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks.
See
Bye.
you. Jackie, let's see what you got. Well, Jackie's coming up. I'm checking in the chat. I would feel terrible if I only ate popcorn. You know, Darlene, that's fine. Maybe you would. Maybe that's not for you. And that's okay.
Oh.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
See if we can
Oh.
get your video going.
Did it work? Oh,
Yep,
I think
there
I'm
you
there.
go. How are you?
Oh, I love some of the things you said. They're so funny. And I was looking back at MJ's video a couple weeks ago, and she said, "Oh, I can't do the math." And it was 168 bytes if you left 3 bytes behind in a month.
In a month,
In a
three.
month.
So 3 times 30 is 90. So she was going more than 3 bites in a
Was
day.
6 bites a day, 7 days a
6 bites.
week, 4 weeks.
Okay.
And it was 168 bites. That's
Wow.
outrageous. That's wild.
Yeah,
Mine
it is
is,
pretty crazy.
I need to be talked down off the ledge
Okay.
and reassured that I'm not losing my mind. I have a lot going on. We are dealing with 3 houses. We're selling one, we're buying one, and we have one that we'll sell by the end of May. The paperwork is overwhelming. A week ago, Thursday, I thought my head was going to explode. And it's just, I'm not, I ne I don't overeat at breakfast or lunch. It's dinner and then possibly snacks at night. And I know it's all emotional. I get that. It's just the stress I'm under. But I just need to be reassured that, I guess, I'm okay. This is going to pass. I am going to live through this. My husband can't help me. He just has some issues and he just can't help me. So this time with the new house, it's all on me. But it's the perfect place, a sweet little cottage, 5 minutes from my daughter.
Okay.
And we do daycare for her. So it's just going to be the right move.
So
But
tell me why my reassurance is more meaningful than you reassuring yourself.
well, I think because we consider you girls the experts. We consider you girls, I'm older than you are, so I can't consider you my mom, but I don't have a mom. My mom's gone. And so I really look,
Can be your mom.
especially MJ and Lizzie. They MJ says things and is, "Oh my God, she must be my long lost sister." And you're just so calm and soothing. And I try to deal with feelings, but I'm a very emotional person. I'm right out there all the time. And
Oh,
whether
I
it's
love
good or
that.
bad or sad or happy
Well,
or
that just means you have a wide emotional spectrum. That's a good thing.
right.
That's a good thing.
So
All right,
I
but let me
do.
ask you this.
Okay.
By the end of May, will all this be done?
Yes.
Okay. Are you capable of
Yeah.
getting there step
Yes.
by step? One toe at a time,
Yeah.
step at a time? Yeah. So what is overwhelming to you?
All the decisions and the paperwork, and we bought a house in Georgia 8 years ago. It's not like this is a brand new thing. We own our house that we're selling in Nebraska for 43 years. It's not like we haven't bought a house before that. And our kids have bought houses.
Okay.
But I think because this is all on me this time, I'm so afraid of making a mistake. I'm so afraid of it falling through. I've called people numerous times and said, "Can you please assure me that this is all going to go through? It's
Okay.
set in stone. I don't have to worry about it." I'm a worry wart.
All right,
And
so here's what we got.
I've gotten a lot out of, if you don't have all the facts, there's no
Focus
sense
on the
to worry
facts that you
because
have.
it's not going to change the outcome. I did that when I had a spot on my lung last year, and I didn't worry about it at all. I really handled, I mean, it was light. It wasn't scary. I went through surgery really well. But money issues have always been
difficult for me. I'm
Would
a
you?
overwhelmer.
All right, so overwhelm, this is how I like to describe overwhelm. Overwhelm takes every decision that you have to make, every issue that you're working with, and gives them the same level of importance, which is all high. Okay, that's what overwhelm does. So we pick at this one, and then we pick at this one, and then we pick at this one, and then we pick at this one because we think they're all the same level of importance. And usually that's not true. Okay, usually there are varying things that are more important, higher impact than the things that are lower impact in what we're dealing with. Now, you said to me twice, it's all on me. It's all on me. All right. That means to me that you have all the control. All right. And with control comes safety.
Okay.
All right. So if you access control because these are all of your decisions to make, then the next step is to make a methodical path or process by way you reach May 31st when all of this is behind you. Okay. So you take
Okay.
everything out of this, it all has the same importance, and you kind of bring it down and you go, well, you know what? I really can't get to that until I do this. And this needs to happen first. And I can verify this. And the last thing to tell yourself is if I make a mistake, somebody's going to catch it and let me know. Because you're
I'm
not
working with
the
some
only
really good people.
one. And you're not the only one who wants that house sold. Somebody wants to buy it. And somebody else wants to close the deal. And somebody else wants their commission. Right? So you have a team of people who are you are working with. Who check your work and you check theirs.
Okay, that's great. I like
So,
that.
yeah. So if you can access a feeling of control because you're doing all the work, then you can lay it out in a very process-oriented way and watch yourself walk through the steps.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense? Does that
Yeah,
help?
because it is all about home base, and I am flipping from so high a home, so high above home base to so below home base. I'm scared, I'm nervous, I'm anxious, I'm depressed, I'm sad, I doubt myself.
Your swings are high because of the uncertainty that because you're not
Yeah.
creating certainty around it. You're not telling yourself things like, in a month's time, this will all be behind me.
And it's
Or,
amazing how well God has put everything into place, finding the new little place 5 minutes from my daughter and getting it for the price we wanted. And there are a lot of wins within this whole process that I've experienced, and knowing that, oh my God, I can't believe how this is all falling into place.
if that grounds you, I would ride that like a pony. I'm serious. If
Okay.
you can ground yourself in God has lined all this up for me, then there's your trust factor in your faith and in how things will turn out.
And I sent a message to my daughter and I said, oh, we only have a few more things to do. Oh, this happened and this happened and it's karma. And she sent me back, no, it's God.
Well, there's your magic thing.
So, yeah,
There's
that
your
was very helpful.
reassurance. Okay.
And it's so funny. I was a teacher and I'm cleaning out the house we're selling in Nebraska. And I found a huge pile of my students' graduation pictures. And I was flipping through, and there's this picture of this beautiful young blonde girl with my daughter when she was 4 years old. And I went, oh, Tammy, oh, this is the girl. I love this picture. And I set it out. The person buying the house in Nebraska came the next day to look at the house. He's married to her.
Wow.
This stuff happens to me all the time, which is why your calls resonate with me more as I have this. I'll be thinking about one of my students, and out of nowhere, in some drawer, their graduation picture will show up. It's not just, I keep saying I have a sense. I don't say it's karma. I'm very clairvoyant in what I believe. I truly believe my son just says I have good intuition, but I really do believe that there are some clairvoyant type things that happen in my life
And
that.
that's the reassurance right there. So my job, MJ's job, isn't to give you reassurance, tell you, Jackie, everything's going to be okay. Our job is to help you find those reassuring thoughts that you're already thinking that you're not giving credit to.
Yeah. I
Okay.
don't like to give myself wins.
I really don't.
And lush thoughts may or you can count that a win, or you can just go, oh yeah, there it is again. Yeah, Darlene says God winks.
My
There.
dad, I will hear my dad say my name, and somebody in the family has passed. And I three times, and it's
So,
happened each time. So,
so
and I
if you
just, I'm,
have
I'm.
such a strong intuition, then you should trust yourself to follow that intuition, right?
And when my brother passed, he said my name, and I did not call to make sure he was okay. And my aunt was okay, and my brother was okay. I didn't do that, and I do regret that. But I learned. But I'm up a few pounds. I overeat at dinner. It's
So
nerve.
we circle back to that. You're up a few pounds because you're allowing overwhelm to stress you. All
And
right.
I'm overeating at dinner.
And you're overeating at dinner, right? So we go back to managing the overwhelm, managing the stress, trusting yourself, trusting the team that you're working with, trusting God, and giving yourself that reassurance that your intuition is strong and that you're going to know how to step by step through this path so that by the end of May, you got it all done.
And
That's how you manage that
I
overeating.
tried to tell myself, don't worry about your weight until you can literally sit down, take a deep breath, and go, okay, now it's time to focus on that.
Or you just dial it back and say, hunger and enough. That's all I need to do this month. Hunger and enough and water. And trusting myself.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do.
Well, I sure appreciate you girls so much. I found you and I lost 20 pounds, and I've been trying to lose that 20 pounds since 2010. And all the things that happened, 2023 in March was the worst month in my life ever. And March now is always hard. So I'm always glad when it's April because I feel relieved I've lived through another March. So too many things, four terrible things happened that month and in 2023. And now our life is ready for the next chapter, and we're both real excited. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Holler if we can help you.
Okay.
We're an Ask Coaches.
Yep,
We're
yep.
there.
And
You
I've
always.
used Lizzie and MJ both a couple times, and with my I've dialed down my drinking
That's
still, and that I made some stupid decisions at Christmas and upset a couple people desperately. And went, oh, this is what happens when you drink too much. You change relationships in your life. And that was my wake up call. So, and Lizzie's helped me through that.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes
And MJ and I drank a lot the same way. It's like it wasn't just one glass of wine, it had to be three glasses of wine. And you just have, yeah, it's time. And my mom passed when she was 73. And I'm going to be 72 this year. And I want to live past 73.
you're not living your mom's life.
No. But that,
You're living your life and you're
yeah.
managing your stress and your overwhelm and you're moving closer to your kids.
Yep. And
Amazing.
my two littles, who I adore.
Amazing.
So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You
All
take
righty.
care.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, now I.
All right, we got one quick question. I can't get on the call. This is Carissa, but I'm having trouble keeping up with my data. I text my accountability partners my plan. I use Habit Tracker plus a habit app that counts my steps and my water intake as I do them. That's good. I don't know how to put it all together and look at it at the end of the day. But I am on the go a lot. What are your recommendations? I'm not losing and I need to access more to figure out where I'm blowing it. Carissa, your habit app, can you add habits to it? Are you only an app person? Are you a paper person? The Quick Start Guide has a great habit tracker. All it is check marks. The planner has a super easy habit tracker. If you are interested in tracking a particular habit, I wouldn't try and track everything, okay? If you're new to habit tracking, it sounds like you've got down water and steps. Decide the next thing you want to track, either add it to your app or use the habit tracker on the website, and then just remind yourself, set a reminder to go in and update. Am I answering your question? You said you don't know how to put it all together. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to track what you think you need to track for the next 7 days, then come to Ask Coaches and we'll help you put it together. Tell us what's in there and we'll help you put it together. How about that? That's probably the best thing to do because in that we can teach you, based on what you're tracking, how to summarize it and then what to do with it. Sound good? All right, everybody. I hope you have a great day. Have a great May. Let us know how we can help you and Ask Coaches, Facebook group, support emails, whatever it is. You take care, okay? All right. Have a good one.